Now we have a new pitcher in the ball game. It's Jim Dixon in the game. His record 0-1. His first pitch is outside, ball one. Also, football scores: Green Bay 31, Baltimore 20, Minnesota 45, San Francisco 14. And the next pitch back to Jim Hickman is popped up by the pitcher's mound. Coming in now is Bob Aspermonte. He calls and he makes the catch for the out. So Jim Dixon picks up his first out working in the top of the eighth inning. And now he'll work to Joe Hicks. Joe is 0-3 in the game.
The left fielder, Joe Hicks.
Left-hand batter back. So the pitch by Dixon is low, ball one. Turk Farrell, who went out of the ball game, worked three innings, gave up no runs, allowed only two hits. He was the third pitcher used, Jim Dixon the first, after Turk Farrell. Now the next pitch, high, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Official announcement is that if the score does not change as far as the Mets taking the lead, that Jim Umbright will be the winning pitcher. He was the second pitcher used. A line shot down to first base, dug out on one hop by Rusty Staub. He goes over to first base, makes the play unassisted. Two men down, and the batter will be Chris Cannizzaro. Chris batting for the second time, popped up to first his first time up. He replaced Chuchu Coleman, who was 1-for-2 in the ball game. Umbright worked two-thirds of an inning. Here's the first pitch to Cannizzaro. Fly ball to fairly deep center field. Moving back to center fielder Ivan Morrell. He turns and makes a catch, and that retires the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Jim Dixon. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings of play, Houston 13, the New York Mets 4. In the ball game for the Mets at third base, in place of Jim Hickman, is Ted Schreiber. Robert Powell on the mound, getting set to work the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Colts lead 13-4. Powell, the fourth pitcher used by manager Casey Stengel, still warming up in the bullpen, is Casey Stengel's choice, Galen Sisco. First man up will be John Pashorek, playing in right field. John has a perfect day going, and he looks at the first pitch at strike one. Pashorek has walked twice and singled twice in his debut in the major leagues. He has scored three runs in the ball game. And the next pitch is low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Pitch back to him, a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Should correct ourselves. Pashorek has scored four runs. He's been on base four times and scored every time. Pitch back to the plate is low, a curveball. Two balls and two strikes. Can't have a better debut in baseball than to be up four times, score four runs, and come off perfect at 2-for-2 with two walks. Next pitch, a hard ground ball off the glove of Ted Schreiber. He can't find the ball. Pashorek rounds at first base and holds there. And this one could go as a base hit. It scored a base hit. So John Pashorek has a perfect day going. He's reached first base in his first five appearances in the major leagues. Three times on base hits, two times on walks. And with no one out in the bottom half of the eighth, the Houston Colt 45 is leading by a 13-4 score. The batter will be Johnny Bateman. And he fouls the first pitch back, strike one. Now we have a pinch hitter for Bateman. It's Dave Adlish, a pinch hitter. And the one strike pitch to Adlish is taken in there, strike two. Adlish, a right-hand batter. He has no hits and seven times up, and he fouls the next pitch back. It's a holding count at 0-2. Pitch back again, back to the mound, a chance for two. Powell goes to second base in time to Rod Hunt. He throws to first base for the double play, and that retires the first two men up in this inning. The base hit erased by John Pashoy, and that double play for the Mets, their 152nd on the year. If you're scoring, it went 1-4-3. And it brings up Bobby Lillis, who has two hits and two times up. Lillis, a right-hand batter, and he takes the first pitch, ball one. All the makers of Rhine Gold Extra Dry are happy to be sending this game to you and also all the games this year, and we certainly hope you enjoyed it. Next pitch, high, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lillis, a right-hand batter. Score 13-4 Houston. The Mets coming to bat the top of the ninth. There's a foul ball back on the screen. We'll send up Chico Fernandez, then the pitcher's position, and then Eddie Cranepool in the leadoff spot. Now at 2-1, the pitch by Powell is too high. Count moves to three balls and one strike. Powell working his third inning. Now comes back high again, and it's ball four. Fourth walk given up by Grover Powell. The 11th walk picked up in the ballgame by the Colt 45s to go with their 13 hits. And with two men out, it will be Jim Dixon batting for the first time. Jim batting in the pitcher's position as the leadoff man since coming in the ballgame in place of Turk Farrell. He takes high, ball one. Dixon, a left-hand batter, and the pitch back is swung on and missed. Strike one. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Popped up on the third base side. Going back is Ted Schreiber. He's calling for the ball, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Ball caught in foul territory. In the inning, no runs and one hit. No errors, one walk, one double play, and one man left on base. And the score at the end of eight innings of play, Houston 13, the Mets 4. Well, with the constantly increasing interest of women in baseball, the Mets are making special plans for the ladies for 1964, including special speakers and baseball slides from women's clubs. If your organizations desire, you can attend the ball games in groups and have lunch or supper in the event of a night game at one of the beautiful restaurants at Shea Stadium. For further information, write to Mets Women's Division, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Don't forget the final game of the season in the Polo Grounds, the Latin baseball game at the Polo Grounds on October 12th, that Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Roberto Clemente, Orlando Cepeda, Felipe Alou, Juan Marichal, and many others playing in that ball game in the final baseball game of the year. Of course, the Jets will be playing all their home games at the Polo Grounds, so football coming your way throughout the rest of the season.